Attention, where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.
The Omnia Scroll. Hi, it's the 17th of May 2013 and we're in the middle of the Brighton Festival, and there's all sorts of art and events going on. There's something quite unusual here at the Jubilee Library. It's called the Omnia Scroll, and I'm with the person who has organised this, Penelope Oakley. So, hi Penelope, welcome to the information. So I'm sitting here looking at a lot of really lovely pieces of artwork which are put along the long south window of the library. And this is really a collection, an exhibition, but it's called The Scroll. So, Penelope, what's your thinking behind calling it a scroll? Is this like a mass participatory event, or is it very much a curated collection of work you put together?
Yeah, the idea of The Scroll is it's a collaborative work, so that all the artists that participate in the exhibitions, we're all creating one piece of work together.
So would you say this is something a bit different from the normal kind of exhibition you'd expect to see at the Brighton Festival? You seem to have quite a spiritual kind of aspect to the show, the sort of work you've got here.
Yeah, absolutely. The theme to the exhibitions is about everything being connected. So, and in such, that's exactly what we're doing, because we're connecting artists from all over the world, and then together we're all creating one piece, but it's also a long-term touring exhibition.
So is this the first venue here that's been at?
No, this is the... Well, we started off here at Brighton Jubilee Library in November, and then that was the first one, that was the launch, and then we went to Venice in March, the second one, and then back here for the third one for the whole of Brighton Festival.
Obviously, we're in an audio medium here on the information, so we're going to have to imagine the pictures to some degree, but we will encourage our listeners to come down and have a look. First, how long is it on for here? When can we see it to?
Okay, it's on until the 30th of May. But there's all different artworks on the outside of the window space of the library and inside. So there's lots of different works, sculptures, painting, digital. So it's a really, really cool, diverse mix of works.
Could you take us through the catalogue you got there? It looks very impressive, well printed. A lot of dark black pages with things on them.
The artwork on the front cover actually is by an Italian artist who was in the first exhibition called Carla Mascaro.
Oh yeah.
I hope I'm pronouncing that
right.
And she I really liked it. I thought with the angel, and she very kindly said we could use that for the flyers on the front cover.
Yeah. There's a website on there. Can you just read that out?
Yeah, it's www.omniascroll.com.
Okay.
So all the artists that have participated from, you know, from the first, second, since we've begun,
yeah.
We're all on there. And so you can find more information.
Absolutely, yeah. Just tell us a little bit more about some of the individual pictures you've got there. We've got three of the artists here we can talk to, but maybe you can just tell us about some of the other stuff, some of the other artists who aren't here today.
Well, there it's difficult to choose because there's 30 of us.
Oh, we don't have to go through them all. Just give us two or three, you know, examples.
Okay, well, we have A.F. Waldinger. So that's the first person I've turned to. She's from the Netherlands,
yeah.
With this digital work, which is called Symbiosis 7, which has got a lot of interest on with that.
So, what is it? Is that digital? What is it?
Yeah.
An image of some sort?
Butterflies,
yeah.
And flowers, and they're all sort of connecting together there.
Right, so it's the idea of the environment maybe there being referred to in some way. Oh, this is a good one. I've seen this guy's work.
This is Alberto, Martinez, who's a local artist.
So, acrylic painting of the pier, isn't it? With a car.
And it's on tailgate glass, and he's exhibited in. Each one of the Omnia Scroll exhibitions, so he's a really amazing artist.
He's got stuff down at the Jag Gallery on the seafront,
that's,
I think.
Right, yeah,
I've seen his work there, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
This guy's called Alexander...
Ostpov?
Yeah, I think it's Ozipov.
Yeah.
He's from Kazakhstan.
Yeah.
And I really love his work. It's got all gold leaf and... This one's called Rita Under the City. It's really beautiful. This was He had two works out in the Venice exhibition as well.
Yeah.
And then he sent these back over to be in this exhibition.
It's quite stylized, isn't it? It's almost folk art,
really
almost.
Beautiful
work. Just flipping through the pages. There's a lot of lovely pictures, which we're going
so
to have to pass by. Just get us a couple more.
There's Eva, again, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it properly, Eva Trodge. These are really beautiful works.
So is that an oil painting or collage
or
something?
They're canvases, but I think they're canvases collaged and then sort of varnished over. They're really sort of in the more traditional style. But
is that a found canvas, you know, something that's been adapted into work? Because it looks like quite a classical painting and you've got figures on it.
No, it's all her.
All her work?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. It looks like an old painting, yeah.
And then there's Keith Neary.
Yeah.
He's really cool. He helped me curate the first exhibition, the launch show.
Yeah.
Really, really beautiful works. Actually, the one we've got exhibited is Starlings, which has got the lady's figure and the hair is all Starlings instead of
so. So what is that done
very
with? Is that
talented.
A drawing or?
It's biro on canvas, actually.
Biro, wow.
On canvas, so really, really detailed work.
There's a poem there, which we're going to maybe read out later on.
I love these sculptures as well. We've got two sculptors, Miles French, which is the more traditional clay sculpture, and this beautiful owl that you can see over there by Piers Mazin. It's 5 foot tall. I only know that because that's how tall I am.
It's made out of
all recycled materials.
So it's quite almost got quite cylindrical. Is that something that's been adapted into an owl, the body?
Yeah, and inside there's the basis of the whole thing is this one stone which is inside. It's a really, really interesting piece.
Yeah. What was this one? This gave its name to the exhibition, didn't it? This work. It's run by you, of course.
Yeah, this is Omnia, which means Latin for all things.
Yeah.
And I did this painting ages ago. So it was sort of part of the inspiration.
Oh, right.
To doing the whole project. Which is why I called it the Omnia Scroll.
So it's a face, longish sort of hair. It looks almost like an aura. Is that airbrush or something?
That's the intention.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, he's in charge.
He's in charge, okay. Yeah. Right.
I won't mention, although I've got lots to say about that. I'm sure Scott will.
Okay, yeah, that's very interesting.
This is Tatiana Carapostol.
Okay.
And she's an artist, and she's the wife of the curator out in Italy where we did the exhibition in Venice.
Oh, yeah.
So her works have come back here as well.
It's
very much with people being involved. It's not just like the one exhibition and then it's finished. Mm-hmm. We are really collectively
so it's
long-term.
A nice painting of Venice,
is the Accademia Bridge, beautiful painting.
Yeah, quite impressionistically done, yeah. What's this one here, this kind of sun?
This is Tim Williams, and this one's called Dawn for Dawn for Humanity.
Quite pale
printing.
So it's
got lots of figures around. It's beautiful, actually. It's quite a strong image.
It looks like the Olympic, that Olympics cauldron, almost. You know, you've got lots of things around a white glowing centre.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's over 60 artists now since the beginning, and every single artist's work is worth, you know, it's really beautiful work and really powerful. So
yeah,
it seems, you know, obviously we can't go through all 60 names, but it's definitely worth looking at everybody's.
Definitely.
If you can go on the website and
so these are all on the website, these.
Yeah.
So we've got a lot of listeners all around the world, so not everyone's local who listens to this, so they can look at the website and hopefully some will come down here.
We've got artists from Japan, Iceland, Canada, Kazakhstan. It really is a global collaboration. So.
Yeah, that sounds better than Eurovision Song Contest.
I hope so.
Okay, Penelope. Well, we've got three of the artists here. We're going to have a chat with them now. So I'll be joined by Scott Nellis, who's one of the artists. Hi, Scott. Nice to meet you.
Hi, Peter.
You're from the United Kingdom.
I am.
And how would you describe your work? This looks like a graphic style. Quite colourful.
I definitely love psychedelic artwork. I like a lot of album artwork. I'm a big fan of 60s music, the Beatles, Led Zepp, Gong, mm-hmm. Pink Floyd.
Oh yeah, definitely. So you've got a lot of women's faces, sort of, almost looks like, not like a collage, but they're all kind of intertwined with various background elements, kind of decorative elements, very stylized.
Yeah.
There's a little Indian reference in there, I think, as well, dancers.
I'd say there's a lot of Indian reference in there. I'm very interested in other cultures. I've spent time in other countries, including India. The actual piece itself was inspired by the word omnia, although that's Latin, because it means everything. I just suddenly started to see faces and then connect all the faces together with this detailed, intricate artwork. Mm. It's actually a piece of wood with acrylic marker pens.
Oh, right. The woman's holding like almost a sun or a star in the middle.
Yeah, it's kind of a beacon, yes.
Yeah. And it's called Guidance Through Uncertainty.
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay, that's great. And do you do other work in a similar kind of vein to that?
I have been doing that recently, yeah. Originally, a few years ago, I was basically only the black and white work using fine line pens, but gradually I've brought in colour and I'm working very large at the moment.
Okay, and you've got a website there. Could you just tell us that?
Yeah, you can see more of my work at scottnellis.com.
Okay, well, we encourage all our listeners to do so. Thanks very much, Scott.
Thanks very much, Peter.
Okay, great.
Cheers.
Well, I've been joined by Ivana Vavrikova. I hope I said that right. And she's from the Czech Republic. Hi, Ivana.
Hello, Peter.
So, you've got your painting here, and it's called Faces of Summer, and it's all on canvas. Can you tell us a bit about that, please?
Yes, because I like nature and everything what is around us. Then I make the painting, which is about summer, and Faces of Summer is called because, how we know, summer could be different times, rain, sunny, or colder, or more warm. And these faces, which are there, I put there some faces which is not possible to see completely, because the painting is full of flowers and colors, and faces are hidden.
Oh, right. I didn't see the face, you see. I was trying to work out. It looks almost like bubbles, almost, or
yeah, that's
liquidy.
like flowers of the meadow in summer, sunshine and everything there. And some subject of this summer, they are just hidden there.
Just kind of layered up.
Which, yeah. Then most of my friends, and when they look to my picture, they always say, when they look once, they can see one thing, and when they look second time, there is different thing.
Yeah.
This is what I like. I like to play with colors, with colorful pictures, and hidden all these things which sometimes came and you can see different things.
So do you paint the faces in first and then build up layers over
No, the faces just come like that.
Oh, they just
come in?
Oh, right, so you're kind of seeing them in the shapes, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. And do you do a lot of other work similar to this, or is this a bit of a departure?
Yeah, most of the, like, abstract, but I can do different paintings and art too, yeah.
Yeah.
But most of that, this kind, yeah.
All right. So you got stuff online, I see. It's a, what's it, Outside In?
Outside In, yeah. That's the website of people which are disabled and they are artists.
Yeah.
Because I have multiple sclerosis, then I can be part of this one.
All right, so it's outsidein.org.uk.
Yeah.
And / I know that website, in fact, and I know there's a lot of artists on there. So just search for Ivana Vavrikova.
Yeah.
And you'll find her. And you're surrounded by the Eiffel Tower, Ron. This is rather confusingly, despite being in England and saying you're Czech. So,
yes.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, Ivana.
Thank you, Peter.
It's all right. I've just been joined by Lynn Christine Ridden, who's also part of the exhibition. She's not an artist as such, she's more of a poet. So, hi, Lynn.
Hello.
So, you've been very involved with this in different ways, not just in terms of putting your work in, but more in terms of how it was begun and inspired. Is that right?
Yes, it's what I love about this exhibition is the interconnectedness of everything which has inspired me. The synchronicity last year in the Fringe Festival, I performed my poetry a couple of times in the same venue that Penny Oakley was exhibiting some of her art, which I was very drawn to. So I went to an open house of hers and met lots of my friends there. It seems as though somehow her vision for the Omnia Scroll has sort of pulled in invisible threads a number of artists who work from the same place. So I came along to the first one in December to support her and other friends and spoke about my love of writing and how it also comes from this knowing that everything is so connected. Even if we can't see it, we can feel it. And then Penny asked to see some of my poems, and actually she loved them. And I made some books and took them to the Venice exhibition, and I'm now hanging a poem here. And the poem that's hanging really kind of says it all about how interconnected everything is, which is really quite a deep earth-based spirituality flavour, if that makes sense.
Yeah, sometimes you'd have a poem hanging up like a piece of artwork.
Yes,
really.
It's really strange,
isn't it? It's in the catalogue as a piece of artwork.
Yes, it's very interesting. It's more of an experiment, but Penny really wanted the poem to be here, so we did it, and here it is.
Okay, so you wanted to read a poem, didn't you, Lynn?
Well, Penny's asked me to read it, so I will.
Okay.
It'll take a minute or two.
That's all right.
It's called I Am the Sky and I Am the Earth. I am the sky and I am the earth. I'm all that has died and all yet to birth. I am the web and I am the spider, and I am the horse and I am the rider. I am the glitter that isn't gold, and I am the story that is not yet told. I am the trickster, the old wise one. I am serious and I am fun. I am the sister and I am the mother, and I am the father and I am the brother, and I am self and I am other, and I am the nun and I'm the lover. I am divine and I am hell, and I am the water and I am the well. I am the rat and I am the snake, and I am the drought and I am the lake. I am the land, the ocean too, and I am me and I am you. I am the sun and I am the moon, and I am the healer and I am the wound. I am the mud, the shit, the slime, and I am golden and I am sublime. I am the night and I am the day, and I am work and I am play. I am the desert and I am the rain, and I am empty and full again. I am blood and sweat and tears, and I am hope and I am fear. I am death and I am life, and I am the husband and I am the wife. I am the famine and I am the feast, and I am beauty and I am the beast. I am the pimp and I am the priest, and I am the most and I am the least. I am the queen and I am the king, and I am the finger and I am the ring. I am the hero whose journey's begun, and I am the traitor about to be hung. I am the roots and I am the wings, and I am silence, the one who sings. I am ignorant and I am the seer, and I am the hunter and I am the deer. I am the hills and I am the valley, and I am the sum that doesn't tally. I am the whole and the holding one, I am all that's finished and all that's begun. I am love and I am hate, and I am the path and I am the gate. I am the mountain and the snow on the ridge, and I am the chasm and I am the bridge, and I am nothing. And I'm all that is.
Well, thanks very much, Lynn.
A pleasure. Well, my sense is that we all come into the world with a deep ancient knowing of who we are and where we've come from, which is very difficult to put into words, but life can change this and block the things we really know about the truth of existence. So working as a psychotherapist or doing shamanic work is a simple way I found of just finding ways to clear the blocks and to allow this deep ancient knowing to come into being so that people can be who they really are, find their own rhythm, their own balance, which is why I work very simply with nature. The work I do is called Simply Elemental, but it pulls on working with nature, ancient traditions. Everything's in the pot, really. Everything is connected, and my sense is we all know what it is we need to know, but sometimes we've forgotten. And even worse than that, through trauma or upset, we often forget that we've forgotten, which I think is partly why the earth is in such a difficult space at the moment, because whatever we do to ourselves, we do to the earth. So we're in a time of crisis. So what I see happening in the economy and around with the horrible deforestation, everything that's going wrong, it's like a big version of when an individual comes to see me as a therapist. Basically, they're often what's called breaking down. I call it breaking through, because the way they're living is not sustainable or authentic. So what's happening now on a global level is that everything is breaking down, and it's very painful. I think things will get worse before they get better, which is why we need to be finding ways to live sustainably and authentically and to work in community and with each other. So essentially, all these ideas, they are very simple, but they hold a huge truth for us and the world.
That's great. Have you got a website there, Lynn?
Well, I'm in the process of designing my website. It's under construction. It's www.simply-elemental.com. www.omnia.co.uk, and it has my poetry and my work and my wider work, but at the moment, as I said, it's under construction. I'm not quite sure. In the next month or two, it will be, perhaps by solstice, in fact. By about the 21st of June, it will be out and out.
So keep watching that web. Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
The Omnia Scroll exhibitions explore the interconnectedness of all things with each other on our planet. Quote by Cicero, Omnia vivant, omnia inter sicconexa. Everything is alive, everything is interconnected. This is the theme of the exhibitions. The scroll seeks insight into the mysteries and invisible connections found within the undiscovered depths of our oceans, throughout our planet and the wider universe. Linking and exploring the interpretations of each artist, together we create the Omnia Scroll.
Where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.
But now it will go back.